this Thanksgiving might be a bit difficult for some, especially after the latest presidential election. It's Thursday, November 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, WPR's Danielle Kading will have more on how we can disagree more productively, especially over the Thanksgiving holiday. Stay with us.
Make an appointment with Public Radio's favorite family doc on the next Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Okay, Carol, do you like taking calls from our listeners?
I do.
How about sharing our wonderful heart-healthy recipes?
Absolutely.
Do you like to keep up with the latest medical research?
Always.
If you do, Carol, stay tuned.
Saturday afternoon at 1 and Sunday night at 6 on WPR News.
You know, many families are getting together to celebrate Thanksgiving today and spend time with their loved ones, but holiday gatherings often are fraught with political tension between relatives divided, especially over the outcome of the presidential election. As Danielle Kading reports, a nonprofit group recently held a workshop on skills for disagreeing more productively in order to help bridge the political divide.
Around 30 people gathered at the University of Wisconsin in Superior for the workshop put on by the Northern Minnesota and Wisconsin Braver Angels Alliance. Braver Angels is a nonprofit organization that was formed by a Minnesota therapist after the 2016 presidential election to promote civility and reduce political discord. When Superior resident Bob Dubois heard about the workshop, he said he jumped at the chance to attend.
Our country is so divided, and I want to be, you know, a peacemaker as much as is possible for me.
Dubois, who considers himself right of center, said he voted for Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris in protest. That wasn't the case in 2016, when he voted for now Republican President-elect Donald Trump. Since then, he said a couple family members no longer speak to him.
Sometimes you get so divided politically that you have trouble finding people you can talk to, so you wind up living in your own little echo chamber, and it's just nice to bust out of that once in a while and be able to talk to somebody like another human being.
As the workshop got underway, moderator Tim Gustafson urged participants to abandon expectations of persuading others to change their core beliefs. If relatives are politically at odds over the holidays, he said many still love one another and desire a good relationship.
If you can engage in an amiable conversation with people around the table at dinner time, you can use your differences to build the relationships that you have with each other rather than destroying them.
Toward that end, he encouraged the workshop's participants to listen and acknowledge the views of others without injecting their own opinions into the conversation.
That makes you think about what the person said and makes that person feel valuable that you were able to listen to them.
He also advised them to thank others for sharing their views and ask permission before sharing their own beliefs to determine whether others are willing to listen. Democrat Steve Gregorich of Duluth said he came away feeling more positive about speaking with family and friends on opposite sides of the political aisle.
I do have a sister that is Republican, and I have a very good friend who is a Republican, and learning his opinions and understanding why he feels the way he does or he believes the principles of his party.
Duluth resident Amber Lewis considers herself a moderate who is open to new ideas, but her family is more conservative. While Lewis still aligns with Republicans, she didn't vote for Trump and leans toward protecting access to abortions. Lewis said she expects the election will be a topic of conversation when her family gets together for Thanksgiving.
In the end, it's my family, and I'm going to do my best to respect their opinions and to be able to listen and understand where they're coming from, even if ultimately there are those times where you just don't understand.
As participants practiced listening and acknowledging one another, Gustafson said he hoped they would leave the workshop feeling that others they disagree with aren't bad people and leave room for difficult conversations. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this special episode of Wisconsin Today Morning News on Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning to round out the work week. So until then, have a great Thanksgiving and a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.